WIRX Listen Live is brought to you by Leroy's Body Shop. Leroy started his shop with the basic principles of treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. Now, 50 years later, the Leroy's boys are still treating people right, doing great work, and getting cars back fast. It's as simple as that. Leroy's Body Shop.
Jesus. You knew I was going to do it.
God, man.
I was doing it before we even went on air.
We're trying to keep our listeners.
No. I don't care. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. If you could be the god or goddess of anything, what would you be the god or goddess of?
This might be too tough of a question.
What?
This might be too tough of a question.
I would be the god of fishing.
Fishing?
I'd just catch all the fish.
See, there would be no challenge.
I would be...
You'd be out there and you'd be like, this is boring. I couldn't catch anything.
You know what, Hunter? Usually you don't contribute anything to the conversation. That's a very good point.
Yeah, see?
That's a very good point. Okay, how about the god of partying?
Partying?
There you go.
Yeah.
What god was that?
So what's that mean? You can do all the drugs, alcohol, and anything, and you never get a hangover. You don't ever feel
bad. Exactly. I could rip a line of sweet Colombian Bam Bam, not regret it one bit.
Not regret it. Don't feel bad at all. You know? Party does not stop.
It does not stop.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing. You can go forever. You just keep going.
Yeah.
You know, not feel terrible. Your body feels good.
Boy, and right now saying that, just because I know how it feels after a long night of partying the next day, it sounds terrible. But I guess if there's no downside to it,
there's no downside.
Party on, Wayne.
You are the god.
You are the god. What would you be the god of?
I know, that's a tough one to top.
Actually, I'm sorry. What would you be the goddess of?
Oh, you bastard.
And Nancy.
I know. Let's see. Man.
I know what you'd be the god of. I got you. You'd be the god of buying random things on Amazon.
Absolutely.
You just told me minutes ago, oh, dude, I just bought this brand new RC car. What? I didn't know you were
listening. Damn it, Brock. Wife might be listening.
I mean, you said hypothetically I could have bought a brand. Yeah, you would be the god of buying random things on Amazon. Folks, you have no idea how many days Hunter literally just turns his phone to me and look what I just bought. And
look,
I'm like,
what?
Why?
I don't know. I was bored.
You bought a 12-pack of yo-yos. It doesn't make sense. Well, I watched this yo-yo video, and that's going to be my thing now.
Dude, I'm not kidding you. I am not kidding you. I just bought a butterfly yo-yo.
Shut up. Did you really?
I am not joking.
We did not plan that at all. Did you really?
I swear.
Oh, my God.
I swear.
The god of buying random things on Amazon, folks.
What a child.
Here I am. What would we sacrifice to you? Amazon gift cards?
Absolutely. Give me all the gift cards. And you know what? If I was the god, it would be one-day shipping all the time.
One-day shipping all the time. Yep. You know what? You're a graceful god. You are a giving lord.
I am a giving god.
All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479, or comment on Facebook. What would you be the god or goddess of? We'll be back in a few. Hey, good morning. I'm Brock, the god of radio.
That's not true.
That's not true. What would you be the god or goddess of? 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Let's take a phone call here real quick. What would you be the god or goddess of? WIRX, hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
I would be the god of saying the wrong things at the wrong time to the wrong people.
Could have guessed that there, Sam.
Oh, man, I love it. That is a great one. All right, buddy, thanks for the call.
Yep, take care.
See ya. Oh, no, here comes Sam, the god of saying the wrong thing at the wrong time guy.
And you know what? If he didn't, though, he wouldn't be Sam.
That's true.
That's Sam.
That's true.
You know?
At least he owns up to it.
We like having them around, you know?
We got some great comments on Facebook. What would you be the god or goddess of? Hayden said being stressed out. That's terrible.
Jeez.
Just a god pacing around, just yelling, losing his hair. Lindsay said she'd be the goddess of naps.
Oh, you know what, Lindsay? You stole it.
But I like it because Sam said, too late, Hunter already claimed that godhood.
Yes.
Lindsay said, I'll fight him for it. It will only help me nap harder. I'm exhausted.
All right, Lindsay, here we go. It's Friday. It's National Drink a Beer Day. We'll drink a beer and duke it out.
We'll duke it out and see who's the god or goddess of naps. Rick said it doesn't matter as long as they get to use the whole smiting benefit, so you'd be the god of smiting. Just killing people.
Yep.
Let's see. Larry said, I am Larry, god of keeping it real.
When keeping it real.
I like that one. Let's see. John said he would be the god of beating Brock and Hunter like mules at golf, John Jay. Yeah, yeah, whatever, John.
Yeah.
Whatever,
yeah.
John.
Where you at, John?
Like, I don't believe in that god.
Right. John. Real.
John.
Bring it, John.
Nikki said she'd be the goddess of procrastination, excuses, anxiety, and depression.
Yeah. You lady. Cheer up. You need a hug?
Good God, yeah. Let's see. Tamara would be the goddess of laughing at inappropriate times.
Nice.
Just in the back of a funeral. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. Oh, God. And then Sam shows up and says the wrong thing at the funeral. That'd be great. It'd be great.
I actually have a buddy who does that. He can't help but laugh at the very wrong times.
Yeah, just one of those.
And he does it all the time. And he's like, dude, I can't help it. It's like I get in a situation, it just builds up inside of me.
Maybe it's a nervous laughter.
It is.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
it is.
Oh, God. I'm so glad I don't have nervous laughter. Yeah, yeah, I don't. Yeah. Let's see. Rick said he would be the god of beer and boobs. Nice. Yeah. Nice. Kyle, the god of drunk karaoke.
Oh, God.
There's some great gods. I would pray to all these gods. I would.
You know, I think there are people out there that think they are the god of karaoke.
Yeah.
They do it all the time, and they're god awful.
No, I'm really good.
Oh, I'm really good.
I crush it in my car all the time. My mom says I'm the best.
Let me just ask you, how many beers do you drink before you get up there and do karaoke? Because you might think you sound pretty good. But you don't.
The best is when you get a group of drunk women or a group of drunk bros and they're up there and just no one's got the mic close to them.
Nope.
Because it sounds good. Like, yeah, Becky, let's get out there. Come on, Jessica.
All right.
We're going to go sing a song. And then it's all of them like just drunkenly blah.
And they always have the lyrics on like a 10-inch tube TV that's like in the very back corner
and
of the bar.
None of them are looking. All the words are wrong.
Right.
It's terrible. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in a few.
That rocks.
Real quick, before we get to the last of the topic here, I don't know if you know this or not, but they brought back Murphy Brown, the TV show. Are you familiar with the show, Murphy Brown?
No, I know Judge Joe Brown.
No. Murphy Brown is the show. It had Candace Bergman in it.
No.
It was a big hit in the 90s. No. Like won like 13 Emmys. No idea.
No.
Woman newscaster. Anything like. Anyway, they brought the.
No.
Anyway, they brought the show back. And I'm not saying it was a bad show before, but for God's sakes, can Hollywood come up with an original idea? They brought back Magnum P.I., which I'm upset about because the guy who is playing that role doesn't even have a mustache.
No.
That is sacrilege to Tom Selleck. Anyway, just in all the good shows, all the original shows, they cancel.
Yeah.
Anyway. So we're talking about this morning. Would you be the god or goddess of? You know, I'd be the god
of bringing back good shows.
Just keeping good shows on air.
All right.
Be the god of having some decent stuff to watch on TV. Yeah.
It is. TV is terrible.
Be the god of crushing ass.
What? What? Good God, man. Kiki listening?
Yeah.
Yeah. She'd
knows.
Probably be the same.
Yeah, crushing ass.
Right. Her and her gangbang fantasies.
Good God, man. we got some great comments. You can add to the conversation just on Facebook or give us a call, 925-WIRX, 925-9479. I don't know if any of us need to be god or goddesses, though.
It's probably a good thing we're not.
No, we would just ruin it.
You know?
Be the god of traffic and just get everyone off the road. Just me.
That's not a bad one.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I would be a smiteful god if I was the god of traffic.
It's reminding me of Bruce Almighty.
Yeah.
When he's sitting there in traffic and he just kind of goes,
it. Whoop. Could you imagine that? Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah. Move aside, just, Grandma.
I'm coming through. Yeah. Your bag of bones. Get off the road. Anyway, all right, we're going to take a break. More when we come back. It's the Plan B Morning Show on WIRX.